This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. That's right. We are broadcasting live from Primary Care Plus, your doctors for life at 318 Gilbo Road here in Lafayette. We just had an opportunity to talk to someone from the Mayor President's office, and joining us now is Tammy Hebert Briley from Primary Care Plus, and she is a board-certified family nurse practitioner. That's a mouthful. But welcome to the show, Tammy. Thank you so much for joining us. Ribbon cutting ceremony today, exciting day. How did it go?
It went really well. We've had a lot of city officials, a lot of our other clinic employees join us for this event. So it's going very well.
I'm sorry, we're trying to get her mic on. There we go.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Got it. So let's start over then. How did it go today?
It went very well. We have a lot of officials from the city, some other neighboring clinic employees, our own employees from our other clinics join us for this event. So it's been going well.
Is this place you call home?
I'm originally from Abbeville, but okay. I've been a resident of Lafayette since I went to UL many years ago, over 30 years ago.
Well, Abbeville's not that far.
No, right? It's not. No, it's not. It's a different world, though.
it's funny how that works,
uh-huh,
right?
Definitely.
So how long have you been with Primary Care Plus?
I joined them April 15th. I think we saw our first patient May the 3rd. So it's just
recent.
New clinic, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what were you doing before?
My last employer was at Ochsner University Hospital and Clinics. I was working with anesthesia, but I have an extensive, over 16 years of being a nurse practitioner and working in primary care, OCMEDs, urgent care, ER, aesthetics. So just a plethora of experience.
So you kind of touch just about every place then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty much.
How long have you been in the healthcare business?
I've been, I got my RN over 30 years, and I've been a nurse practitioner for over 16 years.
You look too young to be.
Oh,
in.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Were you excited about this in this region?
I mean, obviously,
you've worked in this. You kind of have a feel for what the needs are.
Right. And again, what sets us apart, and we've said over and over, is that we spend more time with our patients, and that builds a rapport. You know, they get to know us, we get to know them, spending a little bit longer during our appointment times to address their needs and that kind of stuff. So it's a little bit different model, per se, in the primary care industry.
And what you do, in particular, being a board-certified family nurse practitioner, that has kind of migrated and elevated in a fast way, right, over the last 10 years.
Yes, there are more and more of us. There are some that specialize in certain areas of medicine, whereas I'm family nurse practitioner, so basically I say from tomb to womb.
Yeah.
But although we only treat 18 years and older here, but in the primary care setting, we address, you know, any medical conditions you have and manage those, whether it be, you know, labs and diagnosing, treating certain conditions.
So I have to imagine that in your career life, there's been a lot of exciting things happening, because there are things that you can do today that you weren't kind of allowed to do.
In some ways. We're trying more and more to get independent practice here in the state of Louisiana for practitioners. We have a little kickback, medical board, that kind of stuff. But it still allows us to treat independently, if that makes sense, with just a little bit of paperwork with state board.
Right. But it affords the opportunity, in many respects, in working with the physicians here, to be a much broader perspective, which is a much, much better benefit to the patient, right?
Yes, definitely.
And that's been, obviously, your experience since you've been here. What has been the reaction to Primary Care Plus's model?
Patients do enjoy that extra time, not being rushed in and out, not being able to address their needs and whatnot, as opposed to other providers where they're basically a number, you know, not a patient, not, you know, quality over quantity.
I have to imagine that when you're referring your patients to specialists or otherwise, do they tend to really appreciate the follow-up that y'all are providing and the continuum of care?
Yes. I mean, if we refer you out, then we will get those records back and follow up on, you know, what they addressed or any new medications, conditions, that kind of stuff. And a lot of times you refer them out and they have conditions that you didn't even know about that a cardiologist right. finds and addresses, that kind of stuff. So and then we start following them and then they follow up with their specialists.
And the specialist's reaction to the model that's here, I'm sure that you interact with them. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, we've not been around long enough to really, you know, for, I guess, people to see this model here in Lafayette, although it's very popular in Baton Rouge and New Orleans, so they're a little more well-known on what right. they do for the patients. But we hope to get that message out to our providers here in Lafayette.
Obviously, the Medicare population, Medicare-eligible population presents some challenges. What do you see as one of the biggest challenges?
I mean, you've run through some loopholes as far as for, like, their prescription coverage, you know, getting the medications they need with the least out-of-pocket costs, that kind of stuff. And then when referring out, you have certain specialists that don't see a certain insurance population versus another. So it's finding those loopholes, those little ways to get them the care they need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Well, that's an interesting observation, and I guess it's really important about that navigation that y'all provide, because I guess there are some physicians I know that don't take Medicaid, and there are others that don't take Medicare.
That is true.
And so you have to go about trying to find alternative resources available for them, right?
For that particular patient, given their insurance coverage.
And I got to imagine that it would be incredibly frustrating for the patient once presented with that. Right?
It is, because you run into a lot of roadblocks. You know, oh, I think so-and-so, and then they don't take that insurance anymore. So then you're going to find another avenue to take. But, I mean, we'll find someone.
Right. I mean, but that's the beauty of having that navigator model and philosophy here to make sure that they're going to be able to get to where they need to get.
Yeah, get
right?
the care they need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Has that changed a lot? Do you see it changing more?
Not being in primary care for a few years, so there's a lot that has occurred, you know, since then. It's just a challenge.
It's just a challenge. It's just something that y'all face every day and you have to deal with.
Whether
it, right?
it's, you know, getting the medications they need, getting them to the right specialist, whatnot. But, you know, there's always a way of figuring it out.
And I guess part of the, which I'll do too, is a lot of continuing education of, is, you know, what Medicare provides, what this one provides, what that provides. Because it's always changing, right?
It is.
And that, going back to the navigation again, that's why it's so important that service is provided to the patients.
Definitely.
So living in this area, you know, talking about the healthcare needs, what do you see as the biggest challenge here?
Patients, you know, getting the blood work they need or the tests that you order, a lot of times they don't follow through with that. And part of that is educating them on the importance of doing those things to better service their needs.
Yeah. I know just recently I had to have a diagnostic test done, and the shortest period I could get, I think it was either 4 or 5 weeks to get the test done.
Yeah, it's sometimes challenging.
You know, and I heard it was double that length and period of time not long ago. And I guess you fall out and people forget, and then if you forget, you're further away.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But I understand you guys are really good on the follow-through and the follow-up and reminding them and sending notices out, don't forget.
Yeah, and we have access to other health systems, medical records, so you can see, okay, well, I ordered this, she never went to get it. I referred him here, he never went. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. So you're kind of new to this, and I said this to Dr. B, because I've been to a number of the openings of these clinics, and we thank him for allowing us to do so, because I've really enjoyed it. I'm always, you know, when I walk in, just very surprised by how happy everybody is. I said, I don't know
what
the prescription is.
So when you like what you do,
you know, a lot of
like
the folks, you know, a lot of the folks that I talked to today, they've been long timers, so to speak, you know, and you're really relatively new. So point it out. What is it?
It's being happy in the work environment that you're in, you know, with the administration, with your coworkers, and wanting to get up every day and come and do this job.
Like knowing that you can make a difference?
Absolutely, yeah. And you have a team to help you do that.
And you do, the follow through, right?
Absolutely.
And I guess that's what makes that the whole overall thing just a whole lot easier.
Yes,
obviously, this model, you think it's something that's going to grow here in Lafayette?
Absolutely. It's worked well in other cities. I think it definitely will. People will catch on.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Just want to thank you again for, you know, doing the interviews. I do want to mention too that I do go out and do some community outreach, speaking engagements at the local Council on Aging, whether it be Bruce Hart, Scott, or Karen Crow, presenting different topics every month to their residents or their attendees.
This organization is a big believer in that, right? In fact, we're sitting in a community room right here that I understand you guys will be hosting.
Different talks and presentations, education.
For folks to come and visit and learn about certain things that are important in their life.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. I mean, I love that you're a great corporate partner to the community, because I think that's really so important as well.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Here, close to home. which is very, very important. Tammy Hebert Briley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. I think she was a little nervous. She just got out a big sigh of relief. I wasn't that bad, was I? It's okay. It was all good. Let's give her a round of applause. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.